And if you can't hear anything at all, you might say, well, I'm just stone
deaf or deaf. 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 Yeah.
You say both, you hear both of them, deaf and deaf? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody can hear a little bit, not very well, they're not completely deaf, you might say, well, he's getting a little bit, he's not
hard
deaf.
Hard of hearing.
How's that?
Hard of hearing.
Okay. And if he began to sweat when he was working in the sun, you might say, well,
I got hot.
In the sun, he, to mean that all that perspiration, you'd say, he's in the hot sun, he's
sweating.
Okay. And you might say, well, you take your jacket off and your clothes are all sticking to you, you might say, look how I've been
sweating.
And if you have a sore that comes to a head, you say, this
rising.
Is
rising, that's a rising, what we used to call it.
Okay. And if water, you put on the stove and it gets so hot that it will start bubbling, you say it's
boiling.
Okay. And if do you ever call a rising a ball?
Hmm.
Do you ever call a rising a ball?
Mm-hmm. I've had them when I was young.
Uh-huh. And if it opens, the stuff that drains out, what do you call that?
A lot of times you have to have it done.
Uh-huh. What do you call that stuff that may run
Corruption.
Out? Okay. And if you have an infection in your hand and it gets big, you might say, my hand is
swelled.
Okay. And it has, might say, talk about your wrist. I don't know what's the matter with my wrist. It has this way.
It has cramp in it.
Uh huh. And if it's just getting bigger, if it's just getting bigger, it has
swelled.
Okay. And then you might say, well, I hope it won't tomorrow.
Be better tomorrow.
Okay, I hope it won't
be sore.
Okay. And if you have a blister and there's a little bit of something inside of it, clear, what do you call that?
We call it bust. You bust for that corruption to come out.
Okay, what drains out of it, of a blister, if it bursts? There's a little bit of...
Pus.
Is it pus? If it's clear and it's just like...
Pus, we used to call it.
Okay, how's that?
I don't know, they have so many names now.
Yeah.
Pus is what we used to call it in there, and you need to stick a needle in it or something to let it out.
Okay. And if in a war, a soldier has a wound, say a bullet goes through his arm, you say he got a bad...
Bad arm.
Uh-huh. And if someone was stabbed, and they have to go to the doctor, you say, I've got to get a doctor to look at the, what do you call that place where the knife went in, a wound?
Get a doctor.
To look
you
at
call the, it a wound.
Okay. Oh, what about, do you remember a long time ago, maybe, around a wound there would be a kind of skinless growth, and it would be hard, and quite a granular looking substance might form around the edge, and sometime it'd have to be cut out or burned out. Do you remember anything like that? Some kind of flesh. Did you ever hear?
No, I haven't.
You ever heard of something called proud flesh?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
How is that?
Swelled up.
Uh-huh. How do you call it?
What you called it.
Proud
flesh. Proud flesh, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of medicine do you put on if you get a little bitty cut on your finger? You might say, well, I'll put some...
Salve.
Okay. What about that red stuff that burns?
Iodine.
And what about something they used to give for a tonic for malaria that tasted real bad? Was
chill tonic. We used to take, what's it called, a chill tonic when we was growing up.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have to take quinine or quinine?
Yeah, we took quinine, yeah.
How is it?
Quinine.
Okay.